I've got my crown running across a burning bridge.
Thanks for tuning into 210 Local Media Podcast. I am your host, Mario Zamoron, and welcome to part two of our Marilette interview that spans music, life, mental health, World of Warcraft, and a whole slew of other non-music related topics. Thanks again to Marilette for providing comic relief and also putting up with my stupid type of humor. Really, I don't have much else to add because hopefully you guys caught the first episode and you kind of know where we're starting from. So here's a brief rewind, a little bit of Back to the Future, and again, keep an eye or ear out for some of Marilette's music in future episodes soon. Thanks for listening.
So as we have digressed into talking about roaches,
I think we're like an eighth through the questions.
No, we're almost done, actually.
Really?
We're not too bad.
Okay, cool.
We're at the what do you want your audience to take away from your live shows?
To be happy, and that whatever their problems are, they're not alone.
Nice. Yes. That's a lot better than, I got one answer that, and it, I get it, the band said merch. I'm like, okay, I get
really?
That. But that is way better.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Not to say anything bad about the other band, but messages are more important.
I guess they took it very literally.
True.
Yeah, that true. Might be it. They just
coming from a poor DIY band. I can understand how.
Yeah.
Merch.
That's kind of funny, actually. Not thinking. That's kind of hilarious.
It's growing on you.
Yeah. I who is this band?
I'm not gonna. I don't throw anybody.
You'll tell me afterwards, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Because I that's hilarious. They're probably really funny people.
They are. They're okay. Very awesome people. And they're all about their message, too, so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, as I highlighted earlier, my biggest thing is loving yourself and awareness of mental health and how it needs to be better taken care of.
Very cool.
I feel like a lot of inmates would be served better in, like, a mental health hospital.
Well, and I
don't want to get all political because then, like, half of America will dislike me or something.
Whatever.
But
I'm tired of hiding my own politics to deal with people that are very strong-willed in their own.
Yeah, definitely.
I have to quiet myself down all the time. So
me too.
But this is my podcast. You can do whatever you want. I can do whatever I want.
Thanks.
Ian, you can say whatever you want to say. Now is the time to say it.
What do you want to say?
What do you want to say, Ian?
I'm good.
He says he's good.
Okay, well, that's all right. But that's okay. And that's okay.
And that's fine.
And there's not that there's anything wrong with it, you know? So, but, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that initially, but.
I know. That's really funny because before we came here, I was like, don't say anything. And so I'm not like.
That.
But I kept asking him what the story was, and then he was like, actually, there's no story. I was like...
He just wanted to tease you.
I was so worried.
I have another mic here.
Oh, Ian, God.
And I've got another boom arm.
No, Mario.
I don't, however, have additional... I take that back. I have two more inputs on there. I'll give you two mics.
You can be in stereo.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that's the main point that I want people to. I just want people to feel inspired. I don't write like stupid. I don't want to call anybody's songs stupid, but I mean sometimes songs are a little.
They don't have
much substance.
Right.
They're about partying or drinking or drugs.
Which has its place.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
For people of that sort.
But
or
when
for
like
the people that enjoy that, but
when like 30% of your songs are about that, I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
Or you know. Sometimes people have other people write songs for them.
Yeah.
Which, oh no, I'm totally cool with that, but whenever you hire people to write crappy songs, like poor Rebecca Black.
Oh man.
Poor Rebecca
Black.
Well,
didn't she do that one on her, did she do that one on her own?
Somebody else wrote it. She just wanted like a taste of what it is to be a musician.
Okay.
So basically her mom paid this studio that like specifically does that to write the song and shoot the music video. And like make the music and then record her. So she didn't write it at all. They've written a bunch of other horrible songs too.
Oh,
like
man.
One about
but
Chinese
food.
That
was like a franchise for them, right? That's like what they did for people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. I don't think they went out and said we write horrible songs for people, but if anybody does research, they can tell and like steer clear of this place. They wrote another song about Chinese food. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I remember that.
It went viral too. So I guess maybe it's good.
It works. To
it
a
works.
Degree,
I
right?
guess.
From a marketing perspective, for immediate. non-lasting success, it works.
Or there's this Jenna something. She made this song called My Jeans. Or she didn't make it. Like, one of those other companies made it.
Too.
Ha, 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 Jack, my swag.
Oh, my God.
It's like this 11-year-old girl. This 11-year-old, like, little tiny white girl. Not that it matters, but it's more of like, yeah, an swag is just like not that,
right,
cultured towards white people. There's been this whole thing right now about like cultural appropriation or something, of how like I've heard so much about like how white people are stealing like culture from other cultures.
I get that.
I totally get it. But I hear, like, I heard somebody say that every time you wear something from another culture, you're supposed to thank them. Like, are you supposed to just walk around with dreads and be like, thank you. Thank you to Africa.
Oh, man.
I totally get it. I kind of understand people being a little upset with Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's not how she talks at all.
Yeah.
That's, like, she never, that's not her accent. She's Australian, and she's like, yo, what up? But it's, she's successful, so,
well, yeah,
whatever.
I don't know. I get it, and I don't get it. Like, I get it.
I get part of it, but I don't get the other part of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we're agreeing to agree.
Yeah.
With what we do or don't get.
Yeah. I mean, I am super white, so I don't, like, I don't understand how it feels to be, like, discriminated against. But somebody else did. I heard somebody make a good point that, like, a lot of times when white people do these other trends, or they start a trend, it's coined as like cool and edgy.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if an African American woman, like if a black woman has cornrows, it's like, it's coined as ratchet, and that's not cool, you know? It's the exact same thing, but when a white person does it,
yeah,
it's so cool. I just, it's, ugh.
It's interesting to see how cultural lines and influences,
yeah,
just, I don't know. There was another local band that was sporting a Fiesta medal that said, Fiesta is racist. And at first I was like, huh, well, I get that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm sure there's a lot of people. There's people in every culture that are racist, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, there's people.
We've all got a little bit in us, whether we want to admit it or not.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's the thing I try really.
Not that it's okay, but.
No, definitely. I mean, everybody has a little bit, even if they try really hard, everybody judges people, whether it be by race or just how the person talks. No matter how hard people try, like, they're always going to have a little bit of judgment. But, and they can dismiss it. That's what you have to do. You have to dismiss that judgment.
Yeah.
Like, you recognize it and you dismiss it.
Well, did you know that it's like not genetic. What's the thing I'm trying to look for? It's something that's built into us on purpose. Like, so think back to our ancient ancestors. If they saw a snake, they had to figure out the snakes were bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that eventually got passed down, even though not all snakes are bad.
Yeah.
They just had
to. Everybody's still afraid of them.
Yeah.
And spiders.
Exactly. And that's like an evolutionary protection that's built in.
Yeah.
So I get the mindset, but socially it's not acceptable.
Yeah, definitely.
It's okay to say I hate spiders. It's okay, not okay to say I hate a specific sect of people that exist on this
definitely
planet.
One of the biggest things that people like here are afraid of are Muslims. And I don't agree with that at all. Like, people, I feel like just people aren't informed of the actual statistics of how many Muslims are extremists, because the vast majority of them are not. There are extremists of every religion.
Exactly.
And people don't get that. Like, you actually look at the statistics, Christians have killed way more people overseas than they have of us. High five. Okay. every group of people has the horrible people in it.
Yeah.
And I mean,
absolutely. Every race has its trash, and every people has its past that it wants to hide from.
Exactly. And every religion has its trash. Mm-hmm. But like, here, like, there's just so many people, they see a Muslim and they're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, really? Yeah. They're just trying to live. Or like people that get really nervous on airplanes if there's a Muslim. And I'm like, do you know the statistics on this?
Yeah, people don't, but they don't pay attention to that.
And on top of that, like with this whole ISIS thing, they're recruiting people who don't even look like Muslims.
Yeah.
So you never know.
There's white Americans that are now
working with them, and
but nobody's going to cross the street and tuck their person if it's a white
person.
Yeah,
and I mean, honestly, white people are insane. They're always the people that shoot up schools. So really, just be afraid of white people.
Okay, you're so going to be a guest on the other podcast. I think.
I mean, it's true. I look through. Feast was actually, I was reminded of the Donner Party. I already knew about it from I don't remember. I already knew about it. Yeah.
General.
Something like that. But I was going through just a list of these horrible Wikipedia pages. And I love to read about these just horrible things. I am twisted. And I love to read about horrible things. And I went through
John Wayne Gacy. Yeah,
I went through all of the school shootings that happened. Mm-hmm. I can't recall any of them being Mexican or black.
Yeah.
I don't recall any Asian
people. I'm sure there might be somewhere.
The majority are like white people.
Yeah.
In America. I'm sure like in Africa, it's probably.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's going to be the predominant race. Or whatever. Yeah.
But white people are crazy. They always do the sadistic stuff. Like whenever, I hate to be generalizing right now, but just for humor's sake, whenever other races kill people, they just kill them.
Yeah.
When white people kill people, they're just like, I'm going to cut your fingers off, I'm going to cut your genitals off, and then I'm going to like...
Unless they're extremists, then those exist in every group.
That's right.
But then that's saying that there's more white extremists than there's not.
So yeah, I'm just like, white people are crazy. I'm white.
So you can say that.
Exactly.
I've got Irish in me. And that's Caucasian. I can say it. I've got black in me, and I can say it.
I have Hispanic in me, but nobody believes me, so I can't make any.
Well, nobody believes me when I say I have Irish in me either. Black.
You have black in you?
I have black in me.
Really?
In the islands.
So you can make fun of anybody.
I'm a Heinz 57. I always like to say my people were raped and pillaged for centuries. So I've got a little bit of everything in me. So I have I carry a card for every race that I can pull out and say, I can say this.
Some people are like, you can't do that. And you're like, yeah,
boom,
I can.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so funny.
But living in Texas, everybody like automatically says, oh, you're Hispanic.
Yeah, I thought you were Hispanic. See, look at me being judgy.
Well, and my last name is actually Portuguese, so.
Oh, it's like Zamaripanan or something.
Oh my God! You just like melded all of the wrong ones.
Oh really?
Usually get Zamariva or Zamoron or it's okay.
Like Zamoron,
yeah.
Like the moron. I feel like people are just trying to pull a fast one. You make fun of you. That's horrible. Yes. You should like kick those people off the show.
They'll never make it on the show.
You're like, I see what you're doing.
No, yeah, no. I dealt with that in middle school. Luckily, it didn't catch on any time after that. I think after that, they focused on my name being Mario and, oh, Super Mario. So yeah, it kind of saved me for a little bit.
Yeah, that's what made me think that you're Hispanic.
Yeah.
Or isn't that like an Italian thing, actually?
What, Super Mario Brothers?
No, like just the name Mario.
Actually, no, it's Roman.
Really? Marius. I'm completely wrong.
Marius and Mars and, yeah, the God of War. And, yeah.
It's the little dude on your TV screen jumping around with a mustache is the God of War.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Hey, it makes sense. I mean, he's declared war on everybody in that world, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he has very few friends.
But yeah, my thing with race is like people want to completely erase it and they're like, I want to see without color. But really, I think we should celebrate the differences in culture, not completely ignore them.
I think we should treat each other as if there's no color.
Yeah, but
we should respect each other and celebrate the fact that there is differences.
Different cultures.
Yeah, and maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's everybody's one tone, but they've got whatever they grew up with that makes them different. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to say what the perfect world would be.
Definitely. And I mean, of course, like with a lot of stereotypes are true in some cases, but there's always people that are like raised in different conditions. And I mean, you never know. There's so many different things that people are brought up in that there's always differences and generalizations are never.
They're never any good.
Never
even
completely
did a whole
right.
Bunch of them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
For comedy's sake.
That's right.
So now you can add comedian to your list things of your resume.
Ian always told me this quote and he says, all generalizations are false, including this one. And that's like my favorite thing. That's like my favorite thing.
I like that
a lot. Just like a total. Like your brain just blows up when you think about it.
That's awesome. That's kind of like mine. Mine is the only constant in life is change.
Yeah.
So man.
That's right.
We can share each other's things.
I'll sponsor you.
Nice.
I'll throw in your quote and you throw in mine.
There we go. That's awesome. Man. Okay. So, yeah. Cool. Well, we're almost done, ladies and gentlemen. I know we've like gone off the music
so
several
tangents.
Times, but this is good. I like this kind of discussion because it doesn't have to be all about the music because music is about life. So
that's
talking
right.
about life.
That's right.
And maybe this is inspiration for stuff later. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think, guys? Getting back to everything else, though, and now like with these new glasses of how I see you, which is cool because now I've gotten to know you a little bit more. this question comes from my wife, who created this question a long time ago before I got started in this. I was like, I need questions for interviews. She's like, what would somebody, if somebody wrote a biography about you, what would the title be? And I was like, ooh, that's a really good one. Huh. Somebody else is writing a book about you. What would they title it? Or what would you want them to title it? Or what would the representation be?
When you showed me the question earlier, I was like, I have no idea what I'm going to say to that. Marilette, how insanity feeds creativity. I don't know.
I like that. I
have no idea. Maybe they'd highlight something about... I wouldn't want them to highlight my age. I mean, it's cool and all that I'm so young, but it gets in the way. Because, like, people highlight my age and then people, like, assume things about me because of it. So that maybe they'd highlight it in order to...
Well, I think tonight, if they've listened to the last hour and 27 minutes, they've probably dismissed that by now.
I hope so.
Because I certainly have. Not that that was like in my mind at all necessarily, because I met you before, so that kind of already set the groundwork for it. But okay, so not highlighting age.
I mean, maybe not in the title, but maybe they'd highlight that my life is like where I grew up and my family and everything is kind of normal. Like I don't have these rich parents. Mm-hmm. That pay for everything. I work really hard.
Yeah.
For everything I've had. Like at one point, I mean, because I'm still in school, but at one point I was working full time in order to get my album finished. Like people always assume that when people are young and under 18 that their parents pay for it. And my parents have helped. But I paid for like the majority of everything, including like all of my gear that I have, like my laptop, and I just got a new Mac because it's way easier to to love produce Mac. On tiny screen. So I have the big iMac now, which was funded a lot by the album release parties.
Nice.
I really wanted one. It's so much easier to write emails and stuff and have all these windows open so I can multitask.
Yeah, absolutely.
But probably I would hope they would focus on that fact that I'm not one of those artists that had things handed to me, I guess.
Yeah.
I started independent. I did all the work myself, you know.
Well, what's your thought about labels? Just to kind of dive into that, because you kind of mentioned it earlier about that not being the goal.
They can be great and they can be like the worst thing ever. They can be like the nicest thing to ever exist, or they can be Satan.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And I've heard both.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've heard a lot about them constricting creativity. A lot of people sign without really looking into the label, or not the label, the contract.
Agreement, yeah.
Yeah, and they then realize that they really don't have any control over their music. Mm-hmm. And then they realize that now their songs are about partying and sex and drugs.
Because that's what sells.
Because that's what sells, that's right.
Yeah.
But I think recently there's been like a turn of popular music a little bit to where it's becoming more meaningful.
Hopefully that's a staying trend too.
I mean, a lot of songs are still going to be about love, but that's better than sex and drugs and partying. But like the trend I've been seeing is just the songs being a little bit more meaningful and those kinds of songs getting popular.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. And hopefully it continues.
Yeah.
Well, if, actually I think that's pretty much it. Okay. I know we mentioned the music video a little bit.
That's right.
We kind of wanted to go into that a little bit more. That's coming up soon.
Yes. Late next month, I will be... what's next month? May?
May, yeah.
Late May, I will be releasing my first actual music video. I have videos up, but they're not like professionally recorded music videos. I'm so excited. They showed me test shots of some of the effects that they're going to be doing. Because they took test shots of me, but it was like right after work and I didn't look as pleasant as I could. but they showed me the effects and stuff they're going to be using. It's for Kaleidoscope, so there's it's going to be very colorful and
very cool. I can almost picture like some of it. Not like saying I know everything, but like
you know Kaleidoscope.
No, I definitely don't know everything. Trust me. I've got books that I need to read that will tell me stuff that I need to know. But Kaleidoscope, another great song.
It's going to be super colorful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to see that.
Me neither. I'm so excited.
I will be there for the secret party. Although not so secret because it's like 700 something people invited. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. My mom has a lot of friends
Nice. Oh, hey, that's helpful.
That's why like people assume that my crowd is like my age, but I don't. No, it's not at all.
And I wouldn't have assumed that either.
Yeah.
Because I think you speak to a broader audience.
Definitely. I mean, people, because I had my all ages show for the release party, and then I had my 21 and up show, and all these people were worried. Like even the promoters, they were worried that
nobody was going
to
show.
Nobody was going to show up to the 21 and up show, but there were more people at the 21 and up show. There were like 115 people at that one.
Wow.
So,
man,
I have an older audience, and I mean, I honestly, my one of the other reasons that I enjoy being schooled online is that just a lot of the conversations in high school aren't very prolific, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're kind of, I don't want to say meaningless because of that person, they're very meaningful, but they're just, they're not as, I can't find the words. They're a little bit more empty than what could be talked about. A lot of people love talking about other people. I saw this thing that, yeah, you can tell somebody's like conversational intelligence by if they're talking about people or ideas. So I try to hold myself to that standard as well.
That's a good point. I like that. I'm going to take that too. So I've gotten something from Ian, and I've gotten something from you.
So like just a lot of the people in high school, they're younger. They maybe have been sheltered by their parents, or they just haven't been out in the real world. And so some of the conversations are a little more juvenile, and that's just not how I am. A lot of people aren't there to learn. They're there to just talk and talk and talk and talk. And you learn a lot more when you do less talking and more listening.
Very true.
So it's just not my thing. So as you can tell, I think adults would speak more to my music because a lot of times adults have been through a little more. Mm-hmm. And my music is to help people that have been through a lot. Not to say that depression and stuff is a big issue with teenagers, because so many times people think of it as just teenage angst,
right?
Which I love to help out with that and everything. But in school, it was definitely hard for me because I felt really different. And I'm even because of it, like I was ostracized a lot, especially in my younger years. A lot of kids didn't like me. So, but kids like me now, I guess.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's karmic in a way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, There were a few people that didn't really take to me, but like I said earlier,
well,
whatever.
I think you're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I think Ian does too.
Yeah. I assume so. He's stuck around for a while. So.
Yeah, he has. He's been here for a good chunk of time.
Yeah.
That's very nice of you, Ian. and we didn't have to keep you quiet.
No, that's right.
I enjoy audience participation.
I just want teens to remember there's always going to be that kid that tells you to kill yourself. And don't listen to that kid, because that kid's an idiot. Mm-hmm. Because there's always somebody that loves you unless you're an axe murderer. I mean, honestly, probably there's still somebody that loves them. Their mother, probably, still.
Yeah.
So.
I'm bringing another digressing point, but like my wife would answer the door. We live in an apartment. My wife would answer the door for pretty much anybody. And I'm like,
oh my gosh, really? You have to look through the people.
Neighbors. I know, right? Well, she does, but, and she's like, oh, it's a neighbor. I'm like, well.
How do you know?
I'm like, I'm sure certain serial killers had neighbors too.
And they're really, like, oh, it's my neighbor with an axe.
Yeah. You know, he's got an ice cream truck. It's fine. There's no bodies
funny.
In there. Yeah. No.
Yeah. So just anybody who's bringing you down, you don't want to be friends with them anyway, because they're, and honestly, like I try to feel for those people too. Because everybody has issues, and a lot of times, especially when kids are bullies, it's because somebody's horrible to them at home.
Yeah.
Or they're insecure with something in themselves. So I really try to be understanding, because it's a lot more helpful to tell a bully, like, look, I want you to love yourself, and if you just, you know, tried to do that and think about everything you like about yourself, then maybe that would help with your issue, instead of being like, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
And you hurt everybody, and you know, there's just like better ways to come at things, I guess.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because everybody has problems. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of times people
don't know how to deal with them.
Yeah, exactly. So they take it on other people. And I mean, a lot of times when kids are abused, they haven't been taught how to actually deal with things, obviously. Right. And a lot of times it can be depression, which again, teen angst, they just think it's that. But I mean, I know so many kids that have gone, like friends that have gone completely unnoticed by their parents, when to me it's so obvious because I've been through it.
Yeah.
It's just so obvious.
You see the signs.
But it's so scary to tell your parents.
Yeah.
It is so
well, then it makes
scary.
It real. You have to deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, I had a friend, and he told me that when he told his parents that he wanted to kill himself or something, like, I mean, parents sometimes, a lot of times they don't know how to deal with it either. That's another thing that's really scary about it, is that I've heard more stories about parents taking their kid being pregnant better than if other kids' parents taking them wanting to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... And I think it's really scary for the parent. My mom didn't react very well when I first told her, but she improved. And I just think a lot of parents, it's so scary to them and they don't understand it, you know?
Yeah.
They just can't fathom being without their child.
Yeah.
That it just, absolutely. It makes them mad and it makes them angry. It makes them upset. It makes them sad. It makes them disappointed in themselves, disappointed in their kid, you know, it's just a
and
wave
then,
of negative emotions.
It's just bad. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So if you have problems, try to tell your parents and...
Well, I think that's an important message.
Yeah. It's better than just waiting and trying to deal with it yourself, because especially when you're younger, like you haven't, I don't want to generalize because some kids have been through a lot, but a lot of times like you haven't been through enough to know how to deal with things.
Right.
And everybody could use some therapy, honestly. Like
everybody
has issues to deal with.
Well, that was my theory when I was going to become a psychologist. I'm like, oh, I'll open a practice. Everybody will come to me. But
they stay pretty busy.
That's true. They do.
Yeah, I have a hard time getting appointments in with mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's awesome.
Well, then that's good.
Yeah. I used to have one I hated. Oh, she was the worst.
I had one that was more, I don't know, he was very dry.
Yeah. My old one, like, wouldn't let me be my normal self. And she was, like, just very, like, stick up her butt type person.
Kind of like commandeering, maybe? Or like.
Yeah. Like, and she wouldn't let me curse at all. She would get mad at me.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, who are you? I'm paying you.
You're my employee, Dad.
She would like get mad at me, especially if I curse in front of my parents. But what I wanted to tell her was like, you don't get it. My parents are fine with me cursing in front of them. This isn't your business whether or not I curse in front of my parents.
Yeah, it's not a respect.
It would even annoy my mom whenever she would. Yeah, she'd be like, that's not your deal. So stop.
That's good. More power to mom.
Yeah, that's right. My mom is awesome.
More. She is awesome.
I love
her
so
much.
Shout out
to mom.
Shout out to mom. And shout out to dad.
Yes, shout out to dad. Maybe I'll see you in World of Warcraft past life or afterlife or something.
That's right. That's right.
So where can we find you? Like I said, I know you're social media driven, but like what are your exact links for people that haven't gotten to friend you on Facebook or Twitter?
Well, my name is spelled Merilette. As I highlighted earlier, it's a little difficult to spell sometimes, unless you know French really well. And I also have a website, www.merilette.com, Facebook, facebook.com/merilette. My Twitter handle is I am Merilette because some lady has at Merilette and I tried to like pay her $20, but she's French and she couldn't understand what I was. She thought that I literally wanted to pay her $20 for her to legally change her name. And I'm like,
well,
she was
barrier,
like,
I get that.
No, I do not. Why would I do that?
Oh, man.
And there were like some misspellings. And I was like, no, you don't understand. And then she never responded to me ever again.
Oh, man. So. How about, what you said, what is it now?
I am Merilette.
Hey, that's still awesome. That's a declarative
statement.
People
can still find me. So, I mean, there's not really that many Merilettes. So if you just search Merilette,
it'll
it comes
up.
Yeah. And I have a website, www. I already said that. Wow.
That's all right.
www.merilette.com. I'm on iTunes and Amazon and Spotify, and I'm on that, what is that new thing? There's this new, like, high-quality streaming thing.
Meerkat?
No, it's, like, Thunder or something. It was, like, it was made by Jay-Z or something like that.
Huh.
I forget. I've heard of it. I'm on there.
Nice. There you go. There's the marketing instinct right there.
And, I'm on Google Play. I'm on a bunch of stuff.
Very good. Very nice. Man, I bet most San Antonio musicians or bands can't say half of that they're into. So that's awesome.
No idea. No idea. But I always go on iTunes, so I don't check all those what do you call it? I can't find the words. The one obscure.
Oh, okay.
I don't browse upon the obscure music sites. So it's just iTunes. Honestly, I feel bad about it, but I use Spotify for most of my music listening, because I only get paid like a tenth of a cent.
Wow.
like every month, and I know people are listening to it because little bars go up, you know. But I get paid like a tenth of a cent.
That's crazy.
But so when I go to concerts and stuff, I try to buy their merch to make up for it. And be like, I'm sorry.
Oh man.
And I like having CDs too. I like having the physical thing.
Yeah.
So I like to buy.
Yeah, I try to support as much as I can financially afford to. I'll show you my wall of stuff when we go in. I can hear my son screaming inside. I don't know what's going on.
He's upset.
I think he might be. I don't know, but I think that's pretty much it.
Awesome.
And this is officially like the longest single episode as far as, like I did an episode with Slow Like Fire, which was like three episodes,
uh-huh.
and like 30 to 45 minutes per, and then like another one with the tour manager. But I broke it up. But this one, I don't want to break up at all. I think it's perfect the way it is.
Awesome.
An hour and 42 minutes of just
life. Talking.
Yeah. No, this is perfect. I'm so glad you came. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I had interviewed with somebody else, and they only asked me like 3 questions. It literally took like 3 minutes.
Wow.
I went like all the way somewhere.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
you get there all prepared. Like,
well, no. And then he literally was like, oh, this is kind of awkward. He like said that, and I was like, what is wrong with you? You're the worst interviewer. I hope he doesn't hear this now. Oh God. I really hope he doesn't. He was with me that time too. Ian was with me. And
did you get to say anything at all, Ian?
I left him alone.
You left him alone?
Yeah. He like walked away and he thought it was going to take a while. And then I was like looking for him. I'm like, what?
You're like, that was it?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
and
crazy.
I was like.
Well, how do I rank as far as interviewers?
Like 10.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Well, because I can actually talk to you. I was on Great Day SA and, I mean, it was great. They obviously have much more time constrictions. Yeah. So, I mean, she was a really nice person. I forgot her name.
Shout out to Great Day SA.
Yeah.
Or Great Day SA. Sorry.
They're really great people. Great Day SA.
Yeah. And they actually, like, they really do a good job promoting local music, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. But yeah, I get it. The time constraint.
Yeah.
I think that's why I like podcasts a little bit more, is that it's free form.
Uh-huh.
You know, do whatever, say whatever. Take however long. Mm-hmm. So
I didn't know it was that way. I thought I was going to be here for like 10 minutes and then I'd be like, oh, okay.
Well, I'm hoping you're like not like, oh my God.
Oh, no. I like stop. I like talking to one person.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Not like 20 people. Well, at shows, it's different because it's like one way, so people can't scream. Well, I guess they can scream that I suck, but hopefully they wouldn't.
Well, if they thought that, they wouldn't be there. That's the nice thing.
You'd be
that,
surprised.
Right? Really?
You'd be surprised.
Oh my God. Have you had somebody do that?
No, but I know that people like throw water bottles at people, like big stars.
Oh man.
So I hope I saw a video of somebody throwing a bouquet at Lady Gaga, which was nice, but it hit her in the head like in the middle of a song.
I think I heard about that.
While she was dancing. It was kind of funny. Somebody threw a water bottle at Justin Bieber.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, that kind of sucked.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't throw a water bottle.
But then he threw up in the middle of a lip-syncing thing, too. Did you ever see that?
No.
Yeah.
He was lip-syncing and he threw up. That's the best way to give yourself away.
Yeah, exactly. He was on stage. He was lip-syncing to his own track.
Huh.
And in the middle of it, he just puked. Lost it.
I'm assuming he wasn't singing.
No,
during his puking. He was like, I'm just really good at singing while I'm puking. I practice it every time I get drunk.
He ran off the stage and his vocals were still going on.
Oh, Jesus. That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, it's not the fact that I think... I don't like it when people lip sync, but I wouldn't do it for, like, the biggest reason... is that I'd be so afraid something bad would happen.
Right, like, and, you know, puking
and then people,
up on stage.
Yeah. But I do... hold in high regard, like in much more high regard, people that sing live and dance at the same time, like Lady Gaga, like Beyonce.
Oh man,
you know, like Pink.
Yeah,
she doesn't dance, but she does like
she
crazy
moves.
Acrobatics.
Yeah,
she's like upside down singing while spinning.
That takes talent.
Yeah,
I mean, shoot, driving in the car, I hit a bump, my voice gets all screwed. So, I can't imagine the vocal control.
You have to keep your abs like really, really
no
tight
abs.
While still using your diaphragm.
Yeah,
so it's really hard.
I haven't figured out if I'm doing it wrong. I feel more air being pushed through my throat than I do feel it in my chest. So I'm probably singing wrong. Which makes me feel better about the fact that I can't sing. So I don't know. Maybe I'm okay with that.
You have to, like, you're not supposed to use your chest or your throat, your larynx, because that's how you get tired real fast. So you have to. My teacher, I didn't understand it at first, and my teacher literally told me when I first got vocal lessons, she was like, "Okay, it's a push, not like you're trying to flex your abs, but like you're pooping." And I was like, oh, "Okay, this got real awkward real fast." Thank you, vocal teacher I just met. Now I'm going to sing better. I can practice while I'm going to the restroom. Thanks for the tip.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
That is very an interesting way to put it. Man.
Yeah, but now I sing better.
Yeah, well, hey, there you go.
But no, you're just supposed, like, you get really tired, especially if you're a really loud singer like me. And you have to really learn how to use your head voice, because it can be so tiring to use your chest voice the whole time, like throughout a whole entire set. So you have to, when you first start taking lessons from and actually start singing, it can be very frustrating because they keep telling you to use your head voice. And you're like, this doesn't sound powerful. This sounds like Disney singing.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, this is not what I want. I'm like bringing all the birds out and like little mice.
And then the birds will copulate in front of us.
That's right, just like it did earlier. So yeah, you just it's very frustrating in the beginning, but I actually just recently started taking lessons, probably about half a year ago.
Really?
A very kind gentleman offered to pay for them, from Alamo Heights. Go figure.
Nice.
So,
hey,
yeah.
Supporters. That's
awesome.
That's
right. He's helped me out so much. It's ridiculous. I do work very hard, but I do clean tables.
Yeah.
So, I do not get paid like $30 an hour.
Right.
I do get paid very well for what I do, though. But it doesn't pay for everything, you know, so supporters help so much.
Well, and that's the thing, though, is that they wouldn't be there supporting you if you weren't any good.
That's true.
So
you know,
it's a cycle.
Some people do, I'm not going to call anybody out and throw anybody under the bus, but some people do buy bad music. There's this
that's
poor
true.
Girl on Dance Moms that, her name is Mackenzie, and she's cute as can be. She's a great dancer, but they decided to produce an album for her. And honestly, like, I've heard her singing voice. It's really good. But, like, her producer made her sound like T-Pain, but, like, 9 years old.
Oh, man.
It's so sad. I feel so bad about it. And you know she has no clue because she's, like, 10.
Yeah, she's just happy to be doing what she's doing.
But there's a lot of bad reviews, but there's also a lot of good reviews.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I mean, I've always said everybody has an audience. It's
That's
just
right.
about finding that audience
That's
and catering
right.
to them. But
she caters to probably the younger audience.
Well,
her songs are very, like, no problems, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, little kids, probably.
Probably sing about.
Yeah. She does have some songs about partying, which I think is funny because she's, like...
9?
Yeah. They
well,
do go to
know.
Parties, though. I had a weird childhood. I didn't really, like, do that. I don't really know what do kids do? What do they even do?
At 9? Play with Legos?
I still do that.
Well, yeah, me too. Well, I've got a son, so I guess I have an excuse
I don't.
For that.
My mom threw out all my Legos.
Oh, man, why?
Well...
They could be worth something someday.
That's true.
I say that, and it never works out.
Ian actually, for my birthday, got me a Nintendo 64.
Nice.
My mom gets so mad at me because I tell this story all the time.
Okay, Mom.
One day, I walk out. We were having a garage sale, and I was like maybe 7 or 8. Maybe like 6. We were poor. So like my mom and my dad got divorced, and then I was living with my mom with my brother, and he did pay child support, but I mean with like all the bills and everything, like her dad had to help out sometimes, and so we were having a garage sale. And I walk out of the door at one point and I see this guy riding a bicycle away from the house with a Nintendo 64. And I was like, "Oh, that's weird. People don't usually just, like, carry Nintendo 64s with them." And then I was like, oh.
It's mine. Oh, man.
But Ian just bought me one not so long ago, so.
Nice. Good job,
And
Ian.
My mom was like, "Okay, now you can't tell that story anymore."
Well, you can still tell it. It happened.
That's right. It did happen.
It doesn't erase history.
That's right. She wasn't
exactly.
the one to get me one, but he's very good at present buying. They both are, really.
That's good.
But yeah, I was very happy.
That must be a good experience.
Gift.
I'm going to pick on my wife again. I'm sorry, honey.
We're just picking on our family this whole time.
We are, kind of. Well, in a playful, nice, kind of way. My wife doesn't listen to the show anyway. I can say whatever I want. If she did listen to the show, then I'd curb myself. But I'm not going to curb myself. She is the worst gift getter.
Really?
Like, the worst.
Really?
So, I love my father-in-law. And he doesn't listen to the episodes either, so I can say whatever I want.
Yeah.
But... Every time, like another bonding experience, fishing. I used to go fishing with him. Every time we would go, he would almost kill us somewhere, either driving there.
Fishing is so much fun.
I love it, but so I've discovered not with him. Like, it's just horrible. It's the first time we went out, he ran a stop sign, didn't even realize it. Almost missed an exit. He drives a giant truck, so he just off-roaded
to
get to the exit. We get the boat in the water, which was already a big hassle, and it starts to float away without us.
Luckily,
the current pushed it right back, thank goodness. And then an hour into being in the middle of Calaveras, he's like, oh, shit, the boat's sinking. What?
You can't just, like, say that so nonchalantly. Yeah, well, he's
like, don't worry, it's an unsinkable boat. But he had to spend the next 20 minutes.
They said that about Titanic, too.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what I said, too. So the next 20 minutes, he's like halfway with his head underwater and his arm under the back of the boat to try to put this plug in that he forgot to put in.
Oh, goodness gracious.
To make sure we don't sink.
To make sure you don't drown and your whole entire life is over. Exactly. Literally. Wow.
Yeah. So I gave him multiple chances, but every single time we would almost die. So for Father's Day, my first Father's Day gift, I'm so sorry, honey. She gets her dad and myself a saltwater fishing trip outside of out of
Good
Corpus
job.
Or out of Port A or whatever. And it just happens, like, I see it and I'm like, thank you. And she's it's a fishing. You love fishing. I'm like,
not with your father.
Not with your father and not saltwater. Like, I can deal with a cruise ship.
Yeah.
I can't deal with a small boat. Like,
it's
totally different. So, of course, we get out there, and getting there, we almost die like 3 times on the drive. I'm like, I don't want to be in the car with him for 5 minutes. Why would I want to be in the car with him all the way to Corpus?
Yeah.
So, you know, we almost die several times. And we get on the boat. We get out there. Choppy water like crazy. Like, the waves are just cresting like over the top of the boat, it feels like, right? We're rocking back and forth. He runs out to puke. He loses his glasses.
Lose his glasses? How hard was he puking?
He was puking very hard.
Wow.
Very hard.
Huh.
It was bad. But he lost it first. So I'm proud to say that I did not lose it
first. Oh, I see what you mean.
He lost his we had Whataburger right before we got on the boat. Stupid us. So he loses it. About 10 minutes later, I finally head out. But I had taken my glasses off before he had gone out to puke. I just wanted to get some fresh air.
Yeah.
And put my glasses in my pocket because I'm a smart guy. I think about things ahead of time. He loses. Oh, shit, I lost my glasses. And I puked everywhere. And I'm like,
wow, today's not a very good day.
Not at all. Like, when we came back, we were both in agreement that we were never going to go saltwater fishing together again.
Or fishing together ever again.
He didn't know that. He didn't know the not fishing at all.
Oh, so y'all went fishing again?
I've never gone fishing with him again. And he, like, every once in a while, he'd be like, so when are you going to stop working on Saturdays? I don't work Saturdays.
You're like, never, but you don't work Saturdays.
I work one Saturday every other month or something, or every, 7 or 8 weeks.
My father is a very interesting gift giver.
Yeah?
One time for my mom's anniversary, he bought her, this hand-blown glass thing of a dolphin. My mom has never expressed a love for dolphins, ever. Her favorite animal is a giraffe. So I think that my dad learned, and now every Christmas, he's just like, what do you want?
You know, there's
and then he's
wrong
like, he orders it on Amazon, and that's that.
I told my wife the same thing. I'm like, look, just gift cards. Just give me gift cards. She's like, that's so impersonal. I'm like, and safe. I'm not going to drown with the gift card.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Ian's probably the best gift giver that I know. He's very good. For Christmas, he got me these Swarovski crystal earrings.
Nice.
He was like spying on me while I was on the web. I was actually looking for his mother. We were trying to figure out what his mother would want for her birthday.
I got a lie and listen. That's the trick to good gift giving.
Yeah, I was gonna say, wait a second. Were you really looking for,
kind
or
of,
did you plant
we,
that idea to
well,
see?
We were. Present, but I wasn't going to get my
okay.
Mom.
So I told him, I was
smart
like, oh,
man,
my God, women love sparkly jewelry. This is, and
show me what that would be.
Yes.
Yeah. And so.
Ian is the bomb. Ian is the bomb, ladies
so
and
I was
gentlemen.
Like, I was just struck with awe from these earrings. I was like, oh, my God, those are so great. And now I wear them all the time, and I get
like,
so many compliments.
My plan
I think
works.
They're the only, it's the only piece of jewelry that I haven't lost or broken within like 5 months.
Knock on wood.
That's right. Well, no, we thought we lost them. I say we.
Oh,
I was going to blame it on both of us. But I had...
Bring you down with the ship.
I'm like super careful to put them like on this old teacup. It's some heirloom. I don't know whose it is, but I put them specifically there every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to be sure.
Yep.
Well, knock on wood, hopefully you never, ever, so, ever, ever lose them.
That's right. And speaking of driving, though, he's not a very good driver. So that's the...
Well, it's okay to have one flaw.
My dad is a really good driver. See, it switches around. Yeah, the worst gift giver is the best driver.
Yeah.
And the best gift giver...
You know what? My father-in-law is a horrible, horrible driver. However, this MacBook Pro came from my father-in-law.
What?
We had an iMac. Came from my father-in-law.
Your father-in-law bought you,
3.
Like...
Yeah.
Like, new?
Yeah. Well, no. I don't know. I don't remember.
That's like, what a baller. Just
yeah,
like,
he was,
passing out MacBooks?
Yeah.
I need to meet this guy.
His iMac was a hand-me-down because he
okay.
got himself the bigger and better one. But,
that's
hey,
awesome.
It was awesome. Like, yeah.
No, my dad has like a Z. It's like this awesome sports car.
Oh,
it's
okay,
not
yes.
like one of the, like, it's not like a Maserati or anything, but
right,
it's like,
it's
their sports nice. Car and it goes really fast.
Yeah.
And I think he really likes having me in the car because everybody else gets really scared.
Yeah. But you're comfortable with it?
Oh yeah. Oh my God. It's so yeah. much fun. And he never goes like over the speed limit. He's not a really aggressive driver.
Yeah.
My mom gets really angry driving to where it hurts my eardrums.
Oh man.
And I'm like, Mom, my ears, my singing ears.
Oh man.
But like the worst thing could happen, like somebody could almost just like plow into our vehicle and my dad would just be like, what a jerk, what an asshole.
That's just like my dad.
Yeah. And then he just keeps going.
Yeah. Yeah, well that's just proof that he's such a good driver.
That's right.
My dad drives for VIA.
Okay.
So he does
so he's a professional.
Yeah, like I can fall asleep with him driving, but my mom, like, and my grandma specifically, like, hits the invisible brake and everything, you know? Like, oh my God. She's holding on to the thing where you hang your clothes.
Yeah.
Like,
my
yeah, it's bad.
My dad's mother, my grandmother, hates driving with him. I really hope she doesn't listen to this. His ex girlfriend.
We're making an episode that we don't want
anybody to listen to, except for people we don't know. She hated driving with him, which kind of defeats the purpose of him buying like this two-seater, so he would always have to like drive all careful.
Yeah.
Which is lame in a car that can just zoom.
Yeah.
You. But every time he's with me, we're like doing donuts and
oh,
just
nice.
Like doing 150. No, we're not
Whoa.
Really. The highest we've gotten is like 90 together, I think.
Yeah.
But he just like accelerates super fast.
Yeah.
He never actually goes over the speed limit, but it feels like he is.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. And every time a green light and we're in the front, I'm like, yes.
You're like open road, Dad.
Yeah, that's
open
right.
Road.
That's right. So it's highly enjoyable.
Oh, man. That sounds like fun. So I need to be friends with your dad.
Yes. He's and he loves brewing
Ian.
Beer. I brew beer with him
really?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Very cool.
He's a total beer freak. Not like an alcoholic.
Yeah, but a
he's like more. Yes, he's a
nice.
Total connoisseur. I think like Flying Saucer puts up like plaques if you've tried enough beer. And he
oh,
has
yeah.
like a plaque with his name.
Nice.
Up there, it's like some ridiculous amount of beer.
Yeah,
he said he had to try
that.
Some he knew he didn't like rice
yeah.
beers, in order to get up there. And he was like, "That part sucked." But
he's like, "But goal accomplished."
Yeah, exactly. He loves his growlers, and
oh man,
he loves like going to wine tastings and things.
Yeah.
He's
cool,
like, though. It's really funny because all of his hobbies, like he loves golf.
Mm-hmm.
All of his hobbies are like very. They're hobbies for normally refined people.
Yeah.
But he's like the least refined person that I know.
In a good way.
Yeah. Oh, he's like my favorite person ever. But to other
yeah.
people, like, I'm the only person that has known him for a super long time and lived with him that doesn't find him annoying whatsoever.
Wow.
Like, he just makes the weirdest jokes. Like, some of them are so bad I can't even repeat them.
Like, just bad, like... Like, that's a dumb joke, or like, bad,
both.
Like, that's a horrible, you're going to burn for that joke.
Both.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, both.
Okay. All right. I think I prefer the ones that are like, oh, we're going to burn for laughing at this, but
and
it's
he's,
hilarious.
And he's really sarcastic.
Nice.
Which
his, means he's extremely intelligent.
He's a computer programmer at Rackspace, so he's like a total genius. He's so smart. He is just an all-around awesome guy.
Well, shout out to Dad.
Yeah, shout
again,
out to Dad.
Actually, again.
He's an awesome
well,
driver.
Well, shout out to Ian again.
Shout out to
for
Ian.
For being an awesome gift giver.
That's right.
I'm gonna let you confer with my wife.
Okay.
My birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, my birthday is tomorrow.
What
so
did she get you?
Mine's coming up.
I have no idea.
Yeah, his is Ian's is coming up. I'm not a good gift giver.
Oh.
I'm not. I'm scared.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hey, just ask me.
Well, because I don't want to get you a gift that you ask for. Because that's like...
But that's okay. If you're a bad gift giver... Yeah, if you're a bad gift giver, that's your catch-all. That's your safety net.
But then I feel lame. I want to, like, improve.
But you get three strikes.
What is that supposed to... What happens after the third strike? You just, like...
Then gift cards.
Oh, I see. I thought it was, like, three strikes and I kill you or something. I get rid of you.
No, this got dark again all of a sudden.
Again.
Wow.
The third one.
You
know what happens next.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man, now I'm afraid to... have you guys on my balcony.
Anyway, shout out to Dad.
Shout out to Dad.
Refined hobbies, unrefined man. A lot of potty jokes going on. A lot of very different jokes. A lot of jokes about our dog's butt.
Okay.
Yeah. It's I'm not sure if he wants everybody to know that because he doesn't just normally. It's only like
that's gonna
when,
be the title of this episode. And dog's butts. I'm kidding.
No. Yeah, but it's really funny. He also really, he won't stop texting me in hashtags.
He will not stop. That on Facebook, right? You posted the conversation.
He will not stop. I asked him, like, when are you going to stop doing that? He's like, hashtag never. But like, even like full sentences, he puts them in hashtags.
I did that for a little while just to be funny with the podcast. Like I would put like, or like even, I think on, I was... giving a shout out to Puro Pinche Stephanie for San Antonio music scene and everything, and I was saying hashtag support local supportive supporters or something. I don't know. I basically used the word support like
15 five times.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, but she liked it, so I was like, hey, cool.
That's good. That yeah, and he's been doing it for about a month and a half.
It hasn't worn down yet.
It hasn't.
Every text.
Sometimes he'll catch himself, and then so. He'll say something. What would he say? Sometimes he'd be like, hey, what's up? And then he'd be like, oh, hashtag what's up. He like corrects himself. I'm like, whatever.
That's funny. I wonder how long he'll write it out.
I do too. But yeah, he's just a really like, he's really silly. And he's always joking around. But which it used to be like 100% of the time. But recently he's been able to like.
Calm down a little bit.
Calm down. And like when there's a serious moment, he's not making like jokes about our dog. Like really.
Or your dog's butt.
Yeah, or a dog's butt. Yeah.
Well, that's good. There's a time and a place.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a time and a place.
Yeah, so he's been able to like get serious. And I mean, everybody grows over the lifetime.
Yeah,
so
that's true. Everybody grows and everybody
changes. I'm super proud of him lately.
Hashtag
hopefully,
super proud.
Yeah, hopefully it's like, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, thank you again so much for coming, and thank you, Ian, for coming as well. I think you added to the podcast.
Definitely.
Well, again, for those of you who didn't catch it earlier, www.marilette.com, primarily find her pretty much /Marilette everywhere, and I am Marilette on Twitter.
That's right.
Do you have an Instagram?
I do. It's at I am Marilette.
There we go.
Because somebody stole that one too.
Oh man, that's all right. Maybe they'll speak English and you can offer $20.
Maybe. Yeah.
If you're listening out there, $20, man. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. That's
or
right.
Or lady or sir or ma'am or whatever.
Probably a woman. But you never know.
You definitely never know. No. You can never make assumptions. Well, except I'm assuming that you guys enjoyed the episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and have a good night.
Pink roses adorning a blushing box, carnations being placed as the beauty is loved, the second to hold me high.